Welcome back to the Pre-Focus Podcast. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, closing in on the evening, almost midway through your week, and I wanted to start back up my talk track a little bit to start focusing in on a little bit of the brand development process and really defining your promise as a company and then being able to relay it or communicate it accordingly, which is probably one of the most overlooked aspects of branding and transitioning into marketing, is your ability to actually communicate the promise that you're offering or servicing your target audience with. So without further ado, we'll just jump right into this whole thing. Don't want to drag it out. And I wanted to start off the discussion by really talking about why this is an important aspect of your company to promote or communicate. And just like many things when it comes to branding or marketing, really defining the why behind what you're doing is a key part to not only being able to know how you're going to measure the success, but ensure that, you know, what you're investing your time or money in is actually worthwhile. So, you know, the purpose behind communicating your brand promise obviously is to solidify the value that you bring to the table, whether it's through experience or knowledge or past customer satisfaction. And really, you're telling the market about the strategic way you're going to position yourself in order to capture their needs and address their pain or really service them adequately. You know, before you do really any marketing anyways, you need to define what your promise is, because this is something that you implement throughout the sales cycle and then throughout the customer experience. If you're not executing, focusing, or zeroing in on that promise, that inevitable promise or promises that you're making your customer audience, then you're really going to end up failing them and losing their loyalty down the road. And if you know anything about my focus or purpose or vision with Pre-Focus, is to essentially drive that loyalty and that trust amongst consumers so that they continue to come back and then refer you to like-minded people or people in similar situations. My second reason why you should communicate, you know, your promise is to really build that tactful or tactical awareness of your company, of its services, of its capabilities, or even to position a new feature or benefit of your product or service. You know, if you're launching something for the first time or you're expanding your business model into another industry or another area of need, you want to make sure that you're showcasing the benefits, the features, and then that corresponding promise that these features and benefits will eventually help come into fruition. And then, you know, essentially this is how you position your marketing or develop your marketing plan so that it coincides with these promises and these benefits and these features, and that your entire presentation or messaging is cohesive, consistent, understandable or clear, and trustworthy. The next thing you're going to want to do when you're positioning your promise or communicating it is you're going to want to define your target audience. Really discover who they are, what their interests are, you know, where they're looking for your product or service, and obviously how you can position that, but mostly how you can provide or paint a picture of that relevance and cater it to them. You know, there's multiple ways, without going into too much detail, that you can get a better understanding or define your target audience. I think the most common one is the demographics, you know, the age, the sex, you know, the interests, what they do, where they're located, if they're a student, if they're a mom or a parent in general, if they're an executive business owner, you know, general employee, if they're in sales, all those things matter. It establishes or defines that demographic that they're a part of. You know, I like to throw that in really with the geographic, and I think that that's something that you should solidify in the front end anyways when you're developing your company or your brand, is, you know, what's the geographical target area or region, I guess, that you're inevitably servicing. And, you know, always make sure that you're not going outside of those parameters. I'm in Arizona, so, you know, if I'm doing pest control, for example, and, you know, the biggest pest, I don't really know, but I'm going to assume it's that people are most afraid of is going to be scorpions or spiders, it's probably not going to be the same in New York or the Northeast or other areas of the country. And I think, you know, that's also helps you gear your message towards that audience, as the region tends to have a certain demographic within that really ties together, helps you tie it together, which is why I like to bundle those the same way. I guess the next aspect of, you know, discovering who your target audience is really looking at the behaviors. You know, what do people like? What are people driven by? What emotions are tied, to their purchase behavior or their interests in general? What moves them? What inspires them? What engages them? What makes them think? What makes them feel special? What helps you set yourself apart from other companies? You know, what's important to that target audience is really that behavioral aspect. And then what do they do online when they're shopping? Do they, you know, become aware of something and maybe bookmark it and shop around? Is your product or service something that they would need right now if they're searching for it? Do you need to execute a retargeting campaign or additional features or content that supports that promise so that you're able to capture them? All those really funnel into that behavioral aspect. And it coincides really with the attitudinal, if that's a new word, write that down, I love it. Because, you know, attitudes really play a big part in the conversion process. And that really plays into also that perception, that identity perception that I've talked about in some of my videos. Because if you're not really able to uncover or understand the attitudes of your target audience, then you can't really position yourself or execute a promise accordingly. You know, if somebody reads into something that you say or the messaging is offensive in some sort of way, they're going to have an attitude towards you that's distrustful or maybe view you as distasteful, to use a couple diss words, I guess. But you get the picture. I think attitudes, the way you're perceived, the way people tick, your target audience ticks, how they feel, how they respond really by the message that you convey plays a big part in your ability to execute a promise and inevitably convert them. Once you've really got a good understanding for the reasoning behind your communication and the target audience that you're communicating with, you really want to start to understand or discover or brainstorm or strategize what you're communicating and how. This is very important when it comes to the messaging aspect of your brand that I touched on with the attitudinal aspect briefly before. You know, how are you going to communicate this promise so that it means something to your consumers? What type of brand drivers or catchphrases that are specific to that product or service that you're aligning the promise with, what are those drivers? What do they look like? What is the purpose of them? How are you phrasing it to capture those customers accordingly and establish that trust that you're believable, that they can rely on you for that certain need or solution that you're using to solve the pain that they're currently experiencing? You know, determine which customer experience or touch point you want to deliver on, what aspect of the sales funnel the consumer or user may be in. Have they already shopped around? Are you trying to position your promise in the final stages once they become aware and you know that they're in the market to buy? Or do you want to continue to relay that promise consistently over time so that the awareness phase eventually turns into that conversion trigger or the purchase or investment? When you're talking about how you want to communicate that message, you also want to really determine how many people, you know, do you really want to reach or target? Is this a, you know, broad spectrum? Is your target audience, you know, homeowners? Are they pet owners? Or could they be both? You know, really understanding each vertical or bucket, I like to call them, that the consumers fall in, really help you define or understand how you're communicating this message and how many people you're actually targeting with this message. So if you're really specific, say you're targeting homeowners, but you also want to target pet owners, then try to tie in something that has to do with owning a home and owning a pet, or do a commercial or a campaign or an ad that incorporates a piece of that in the presentation, and then obviously align your promise with your ability to service the homeowners adequately and care for their pets. I think, you know, too often in marketing, you focus on just one area or one trigger or driver to garner loyalty or funnel users or sales, whatever you want to call them, into, you know, the funnel itself. But sometimes digging a little bit deeper to make sure you reach every aspect of the target, not only it really strengthens the campaign, but it gives it a specific purpose and a specific voice that resonates with the specific user that falls under all of those categories. You also want to consider really the complexity of the message, which really what I just touched on, you know, you don't want it to be too extensive that it becomes somewhat confusing or maybe convoluted to where you're making too many promises at once. You know, like I said, stay right in that lane where you're able to service multiple aspects of the consumer instead of trying to touch on them all. The last part really is the frequency aspect and making sure that you're not spamming them or overwhelming them with this promise or your messaging to convey that promise, because then it just seems, you know, salesy or you're trying to force their hand to invest. Position yourself accordingly. Make sure you're hitting them at the right times, but you really want to drive home that promise when it's relevant to the consumer. And don't overwhelm them with messaging and information, trying to persuade them that you're the best, because what it's really going to do is push them away and want them to look for other options based on all of the information you're giving them. Stay really precise with the message. Don't veer away from it, and you'll be surprised at the wonders, or I guess the results that you achieve in the long run. So those are the basic steps on how you really want to position your brand promise and how you want to communicate it accordingly. The next podcast session, I'll be talking a little bit more about social media communication and how you can leverage those channels to your benefit and make sure you're not wasting time and money promoting content that's irrelevant to your target audience. Enjoy the rest of your week, and until next time, always remember to pre-focus.